Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Craig Ferguson.
Craigie Ferg.
Craigie Ferg, he's a 2-4 projector on the right angle cross of contagion in the quarter of civilization. He's a third color, left fixed split definition. He has an electromagnetic 8-1, an electromagnetic 33-13. That's all split off from a conscious 40-37, which also has an unconscious 40. And an unconscious 41-30 and an unconscious 1949 with the 19 also being conscious.
Very interesting person. And I think especially for us, since we watch Craigie Ferg, we TiVo him.
The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson, our fave.
Right. Born in Scotland,
mm-hmm.
of course.
Now an American citizen.
Right. And interesting, too, for me, because he, and he says it on the air often, he's a recovering alcoholic. And
I, for myself, frankly, that YouTube of the talk that he gave on his program about Britney Spears, I thought was so moving and to the point. His not making fun of people, him really being such a humble person.
Right. Well, you know, I think, and looking at his design, of course, because then you see a person's design and see where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what we enjoy is this kind of freaky,
mm-hmm.
non-ordinary way of expressing himself and how he's feeling. And but I look at his design here and I see this three activations of the 19th gate, fifth line, sacrifice.
Right.
I mean, it's in detriment. Now, strongly, I mean, here is only conscious definition, that 40-37, a part seeking a whole, but family. The 1949, of course, you know, the full refrigerator and security, open splenic center, so very concerned with security. And the 41st gate, sixth line, which is about his success is going to benefit his children. And I know that he's still in therapy, even though he's been sober 17 years. And I think there's a real, not a conflict so much within him, but a part of him that feels like he has sacrificed in order for the security of his family and everything else, and that there is a part of him that feels, look at this, 56 gate, fourth line, perfection of the superficial personality that can mask its true feelings. I mean, it's very stimulating, that 56 gate of the storyteller and things like that, and that's what we enjoy about him.
Well, you know, he's a projector, so number one, he has this, you know, enormous ability to go one-on-one with somebody.
Right.
He has, you know, all three kinds of energies. So, you know, he can really, you know, be very empowering,
yeah.
Interacting at this tribal level. He also then, you know, has this abstract ability. He's a great listener. You know,
right.
And then I think this 44th gate that he's got, this ability, you know, to really, to be able to manipulate
to handle
the
egos
inferior
of others.
Elements, right? This,
right.
You know, he gets all kinds of people on there, and a lot of them, you know, they're not very famous. Some of them are real, you know, not very pleasant people, I guess,
right.
I would say. And I think he does a marvelous job of finding whatever can make the whole thing more interesting and somehow, you know, managing these people.
Well, when we watch, I mean, we laugh at the fact that who would want to be on his show? You're selling a movie, that's why you're going to be on the show, and he can do the whole interview without mentioning the movie. And not only that, he has a ritual of tearing up the question card when they
right.
sit down.
Right.
So right away, you know, we're going to get something that's not scripted.
It's going to be live. We always know mm-hmm. that it's going to be live. But, you know, he's on this right angle cross of contagion with this
right.
eighth gate, right, about making a contribution really by being an example, which gets the other to really take responsibility. And I think that's what we see. I mean, that's what
yeah.
you really see in that clip Like I say, that's on YouTube. I think, you know, if you haven't seen that, go see that. You know, look up Craig Ferguson and him talking about recovery. But that, you know, he lives as an example, as a real human being that's really, you know, had his trials. He's not perfect. He really, but because he is so much, you know, making that kind of example, he brings the best out in other people.
Yeah. No, I think for a talk show host, you have a guest and he's a projector and you focus on that guest and you get right in there and you suss out with that 44, as you were saying, you know, how to get the best out of the whatever element it is, inferior or otherwise.
Right, right.
And with that cross, you know, it's making a contribution in a different way, in a non-ordinary way.
But also that he's just so contagious. I mean, I'm on this same cross, right? I'm not on this variation of it, right? This is for civilization, right? That he has this civilizing effect. And I love it when, you know, he talks about becoming an American citizen and the whole thing about the Americans. You know, it's like baseball that, you know, you got to keep hitting even though, you know, you miss it the first time. And it's like that's kind of like his attitude, you know? Keep hitting. Keep going after it, you know, even if things aren't going well with the guest, right? He keeps trying, you know.
Well, you know, it's so funny because here he has this tattoo. Talk about someone, a missionary, someone who's been called to become an American.
Right.
And he has this tattoo he had put on of Join or Die, mm-hmm. which is a Ben Franklin flag that he designed for the Revolutionary War. I mean, when you tattoo your body, I mean, talk about someone who's really called to, you know, to do something and to be a missionary.
Well, and in his book, he talks about that when he was young. You know, he came to the U.S. and he was out on Long Island. He was in New York. And he was just at that point, it was like he just had to come back to this country. There was something about this country and him. And, definitely that calling came at that point. Took a while for him to get here.
Oh, yeah. And you know, as an alcoholic, as an addict, I mean, here he's got the 30th gate, fourth line, burnout.
Right.
You know, so he just burned out on that kind of lifestyle. And, you know, if you look and say, well, he got sober when he was 30, because he's got like 18, 17, 18 years. That's when he's 30, right at that Saturn return phase where I think a lot of the other stuff kicks in.
Well, he has, you know, overreach. I mean, yeah, burnout, overreach, you know, this. He talks about that when he was, you know, young, he was fat and they made a lot of fun of him. And I think again, as a projector, it's like this lack of recognition and then, you know, just getting involved with the wrong people, you know, that didn't really recognize him. I mean, I think that was part of what happened with him getting this late night show, that guy Peter
LaSalle
really recognized who he would be and put him in this slot to take over the Late Late Show. And I mean, people talk now that he's probably a very likely candidate to take over for Letterman when he leaves.
Well,
you know?
We don't think so because he's too, you know, 49th gate. That 49th gate, what is it? The line of popular discontent about destroying antiquated forms, which maybe it's time. But, you know, open head asana, no activation. So very intellectual.
Mm-hmm.
As he said, he dropped out of school.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, this guy is a voracious reader.
What is it? An auto?
Autodidact.
Yeah, I mean, he's really
self-educated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 50th gate, second line, personality moon, determination to overcome adversity. You know, and I think to make up for the education he didn't get and, you know, those guys, and he has the heart for it. You know, we have an ego being here.
That's right. That's right.
And very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, strongly
and friendly.
Emotional.
You know, he's an unconscious fourth line, but he also has six fourth lines.
Yeah.
And I think that's also part of that vibration that's really there. You know, on one hand, there is this second line, leave me alone. I mean, he's always kind of, and in fact, you know, we don't really know much about
his
private
what
life.
Does
he
have,
kind of withdraws and,
yeah,
you know,
social withdrawal,
right,
the 12-1,
right,
you know,
he's,
caution.
He's a hermit in that way. But on the other hand, you know, there's this friendliness and that, you know, when he's there, which I think is also the nature of the projector. When he's there, his attention is fully available, you know, right. And we can see because we watch him a lot, you know. Sometimes he's not really in the mood, right. You know, some of these people are less than interesting. And, you know, he has that line of the optimist, right, the 13-6, right, you right. know. He has the energy to persevere.
Right, and that directness, because we've seen him being quite direct. People and... We laugh because he can make people very uncomfortable. They don't know what to expect.
Well, and I think a lot of this is the fact that he is a projector and he really recognizes the other in a really deep way.
Right.
And then, in fact, he uses their energy, you know, to really get something
going.
Well,
he has a warmth, you know, and he engages the audience. Where did I see that in his chart? You know, which is where he looks right into the camera as if he's, you know, right there. He's bringing you into whatever he's doing.
Right.
And I don't know where it is in the chart, but I was thinking, oh, isn't that cute? Where you know he's bringing you into it.
Right. He's perfectly designed for what he's doing. Yeah. No, he's a lovely man. If you haven't watched Craig Ferguson and The Late Late Show, we highly recommend it. We watch it all the time.
Yes. And with that, Teresa, we'll just have to say good night, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.